Sticking with the fitness theme, we want to tell you how Beyoncé is taking a new role in Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign against childhood obesity. Beyoncé's connection to the Obama White House goes back to the 2009 inaugural ball, where she sang a rendition of Etta James' most famous tune for the first couple's opening dance. Now, Mrs. Obama and Beyoncé are working together as part of the Let's Move campaign against childhood obesity. The pop star recorded new lyrics to one of her 2007 singles to create the song Move Your Body, with an accompanying YouTube video of the choreography. Kids all over the country are being encouraged to learn the moves and participate in a national flash dance workout on May 3rd. Here's a little bit.
Let's move.
Now, we're telling you about this now so you can practice, but we cannot let these kids get ahead of us. Joining us to talk about Beyoncé's Move Your Body music and the dance is Fabian Barnes. He's a former member of the Dance Theater of Harlem Company, and he is the founder and artistic director of the Dance Institute of Washington. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And so we're moving now. We're moving. We're feeling a little bit motivated. Talk to me about the song itself and why you think this is a good song to get people moving.
I think it's a great song to get people moving, particularly kids, because it incorporates so many of the dances that they're doing today, as well as it puts some calisthenics and some aerobic exercises in place, jump rope and jump and shuffle and all the different dances that the kids love to do. So I think kids get really motivated when it feels like it's something that was done specifically for them.
Well, what about the grown-ups?
Well, I think
they need to move too.
I think that's great. I think the grown-ups will. They may not do it as well as the kids, but I think they're going to do a great job too.
What about the choreography? And we'll link to it on our site, including a kind of a primer video that they've already made available so you can kind of get your moves on and start to practice. As I said, what do you think about the choreography itself? You think it's a good workout?
Yeah, I think it's a great workout. I think it, you know, it takes you through from the stretches in the beginning to the cool down at the end. But also what's really important about the choreography is it incorporates so many things that the kids are already familiar with from Beyoncé's many videos. I mean, all of her single lady moves, some of them are in there. It incorporates the Dougie, which is the new dance craze that the kids have been doing. And it also uses some old school dances like the Running Man, and it has a little Latin flavor in there at points too. So I think it's really great.
Does it make a difference to have a celebrity like Beyoncé involved?
Absolutely. Popular culture is a very powerful tool. So by using someone of Beyoncé's stature and doing something like a flash mob is something that people are going to get really excited about and want to participate in.
But you know what I wanted to ask you about this, though? As we mentioned, you are a soloist with the Dance Theater of Harlem, which is a distinguished, you know, dance company. Many people will have had the opportunity to have seen it, and I hope they certainly did. You were classically trained. How did you get the bug? You heard Colonel McClellan say that, you know, when he was growing up, I'm not going to ask your age, but when he was growing up, kids were often outside. They were all outside. Is it harder now, I guess what I'm asking you, to get kids moving than it was when you and I were growing up?
Absolutely.
Okay, me.
No, absolutely.
You're 12, so.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely, I think it's harder now because kids are, you know, they're kind of sedentary now. I mean, they're in front of a computer, they're, in, you know, they're texting, they're, you know, doing their thing with technology. Whereas when I was growing up, we were outdoors playing, we were dancing, we were, you know, we were entertaining ourselves by physical activity usually. It didn't involve much, you know, there was no computers, you know, no texting going on. So we were all, you know, either playing or dancing or doing something physical.
What do you think it takes now? Because the reason some kids aren't outside is that their parents don't think it's safe. I mean, that's part of the concern. Parents are afraid of what happens when the kids are outside or they can't supervise them as closely as they used to. I mean, obviously, one of the advantages of a song like this is you can do this in your living room, right? You can do this inside or in your bedroom or something. And a lot of us used to practice our moves in the bedroom before we went out just to make sure we were tight. Right? Okay. But what do you think it'll take?
Well, I think what we're doing, I think, is great. I mean, I think this is a really good move. And I think actually, you know, with the First Lady and the First Family, you know, being very committed to this idea of physical fitness, it's really important. And incorporating, you know, popular stars like Beyoncé is going to make it go even further. So I think it's great. I think we're doing a great job.
Let's play a little bit more of the song, just so we can get ourselves motivated. Baby's trying to get a little bit of a move going here. He's trying to keep it very still and very classical. But I saw a little head moving there, a little something. Show us a little bit of the Running Man. Obviously, we can't show our listeners on the radio, but what's her favorite move? You have a favorite move in the whole piece that you can show us here in the studio, in the whole
I think the dance hall step, you know, the moving, you know, I can't do too much here because of the microphone, but... Uh-huh. You know, it's a little bit of both the hips moving and the feet moving with the arms. And so you got the whole body moving, which is really the best way to work out is a total body workout.
You kind of got the arms going one way and you got the hips moving a little bit there. Do you think that people of all body types can do this dance? Because I know that's a concern some people have. They say, well, I haven't been working out in a while. And, oh, I haven't been out dancing in a while. I can't do it. You know, they feel embarrassed to move. They're not, you know, beautiful professional dancer like you. Is there something you could say to inspire them to get moving?
Well, first of all, you just have to just take the bull by the horns and get to a gym or get to a dance floor and just do it. Or it could be your living room, like you said, to just move. Don't be reserved. Just do it and start, you know, where you're at and build up. So I'm encouraging everybody to move.
Fabian Barnes, as we said, is a former soloist with the Dance Theater of Harlem. He is founder and artistic director of the Dance Institute of Washington. He was kind enough to slow down long enough to join us in Studio 4B. Fabian, I know you're going to bust a move for me, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Elizabeth Baker, Grant Clark, Bridget DeShagas, Lee Hill, Sanaj Meshkinpour, Veronica Miller, Emily Oxenschlager, Amitha Parasher, and Amy Ta. Our intern is Rachel Otwell. Our editor is Corey Dade. He had a hand this week from Kyle McKinnon and Devar Ardalan. Our directors are Arjun Hutchins and Monica Ifstatieva. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. Our technical director is Neil T. Volt. He had a hand this week from Kevin Waite. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. The executive producer is Tashima Walker. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.